You Can't Sit With Me, hosted by Deanna Ispear.
I'm feeling good. I feel rested. I feel pretty. This is the first time that I start a podcast and I'm not like having a rant about something, because I am with Casey from Glow Skincare, who just gave me the most amazing facial, honestly.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Eat the mic.
Okay.
That sounded disgusting. I'm so sorry.
I get what you're saying though.
Glow Skincare, you gave me an amazing facial. Can you walk people through your process and what you do to make it such an amazing experience for your customers?
Because sure. Yeah.
It was great.
I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
I feel so rested and non-bitter.
I love it.
For the first time.
Okay. So obviously I had you come in. I had you lay down in the bed, which is super comfortable. We steamed you. We cleansed you. I did a little skin analysis. And then I decided I wanted to do my favorite treatment on you, which is the hydrodermabrasion facial. And it's like my number one facial, really. Uh-huh. It's good for everybody. It's basically a combination of microdermabrasion and a hydrofacial, so it's like a really deep exfoliation. Yeah. All these serums are infused. Then we did a hydrogelly mask to cool down the skin and brighten you up.
That was my favorite part.
That was your favorite part?
Because it's so cute and it looks like obviously aesthetically pleasing.
Yes.
But it, like, you put it on my lips and first of all, it gave me the opportunity to shut the fuck up for once. And number two, it just felt like a cloud on my face.
Yes, it feels like a cold like cloud. And then we did a little massage while the hydrogelly mask was sitting, and then I did a little lymphatic massage on your face, and we used some cold rollers on your face, and then ended with some serums, moisturizer, and sunscreen.
And every product that you use is so cute, and it's pink, and it has something cute about it, so I'm all about the whole entire thing.
Thank you.
So book your facials, bitches.
Book them now. Come see us at Glow Skincare.
Literally. So before I get into all the questions in the episode, I always ask my guests to share a tip. So okay. It could be one product or like an app or something that you swear by that helps you cope with your everyday life.
I never told anybody that because I'm such a good friend.
Okay, well, I was going to say the cold rollers.
No,
okay.
That's your chance to like plug.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Glow Skincare cold rollers. If you haven't heard about cold rolling, go check it out now. You can check me out. Cold rolling is amazing. Basically, it's going to help with inflammation of the skin, redness of the skin. This is also good for breakouts, lymphatic drainage. It's going to tighten and close the pores. It feels amazing and it really does give you a glow.
So these are your cold rollers.
These are my cold rollers. Yeah, yes.
Your product that you are selling because you're a badass bitch.
Thank you.
I can't believe I called you a bitch. But it's everyone's
okay.
A bitch.
Yeah. It's okay.
We all are.
It's a compliment.
Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah. That, me too. Yeah. It's a good thing. It's like an endearing thing. It's not like you're a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm that.
Right.
Not you. This is your tip for the week. I love it. Do you want to tell people where they can purchase
them? Yeah, you can purchase it at glowskincarela.com, or you can come inside Glow. We're here in Toluca Lake, and pick one up inside.
And get a facial along the way.
Yeah.
So I always share a tip along with my guest.
Okay.
My tip is get a facial at Glow Skincare. Ask for the massage, because that really actually, I came in a little stressed. I was a little shy. I was a little nervous.
Yeah.
I find it very like nerve-wracking to like come and collab with new people.
Yeah. Well, and getting a facial, I tell people all the time, it's actually a very intimate experience. Like basically I'm telling you to take your clothes off and get in this bed.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to walk in there and take care of you. But
yeah,
once you go in, hopefully I make you feel comfortable.
Oh my gosh, 100%. But I feel very vulnerable when I'm having a facial.
It is. It's a vulnerable experience.
Yeah, but you're going to walk in, you're going to see cute pink accents, like great interior design, such cute products, and you're just going to feel right at home, especially if you're obsessed with aesthetic like me and you.
I'm very obsessed.
Obsessed.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Okay.
I have to ask you.
Yes.
Skin.
Mm-hmm.
What is the number one misconception that people have about skincare altogether nowadays?
I have a lot of people that are really concerned with the ingredients or having like all organic or all natural, which I think is so great. Mm-hmm. But most people who are using quote unquote all natural or organic, it's not 100% natural or organic, because if it was, it would have to be stored in a refrigerator and it wouldn't last very long.
Right.
So that's a big misconception.
Okay.
Also, I don't know why, but almost every single day, I have people coming in saying that they have sensitive skin when they don't. I think it's okay. just something that people say because they're scared. They're nervous. Like you were saying, you were a little nervous.
Yeah.
And most
well, maybe people, they just use fucked up shit.
That like, too.
Yeah.
So it's just about balancing the skin. Most people do not have sensitive skin. Once in a while, yes, there's someone that comes in with sensitive skin. But right. that's such like a broad thing for people to say. So that's a big misconception.
And so you said that people come in and they're concerned that there's too many ingredients and chemicals mm-hmm. in the products.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the product should be the most neutral that they can be, or do you think it's good that some of them do include chemicals?
If you want results for your skin, you do have to use some chemicals, but yeah. just make sure that they're the right chemicals mm-hmm. for your skin.
Okay.
I'm not saying go use something with a whole bunch of parabens because that's not good.
Yeah.
But using the proper thing for right. your skin type.
And so for someone who's like a newbie in skincare and doesn't really know, what kind of ingredients should we stay away from? Like if we see it, we have to run away.
So stay away from parabens unless they're natural plant-based parabens. That's okay.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, that's kind of like one of the main things.
Alcohol is
typically not good.
Okay.
That's going to strip the skin. And right. then, you know, I don't want to like blast any like brands out there, but just be careful yeah. of, you know, people like will ask, like, what should I get at the drugstore? I'm like,
don't
nothing,
get it.
Nothing.
Yeah. Don't even walk in there unless no. you want Cheetos, hot flaming lime
exactly.
ones.
That sounds good, actually.
Yeah. Or like maybe a cheap concealer if you're feeling a cheap little less spendy, yes. whatever.
Yes.
No bueno, no skincare. Actually, no. They do have a couple of good sheet masks in there.
They, you know, that you could really like, I could break it all down.
Yeah.
But just be careful. Mostly like the parabens and the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree. I would never buy anything from the drugstore. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
We were talking about misconceptions. You were telling me to use a bead exfoliator.
Yes.
And I was told that that was not good and that I should always use a chemical exfoliant. So
I recommend both, actually.
Okay.
And it depends on the bead. It depends on the product. And it also depends on your skin.
Right.
But it's so important for everybody, whether you have oily skin, dry skin, combo skin, to use an exfoliation. Not okay. every single day, but typically 2 to 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get all that dead, dry skin off so that when you're putting on your good serums and moisturizers and oils, that they're able to penetrate into the skin.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting on top of the dead dry skin.
Okay, so is there one actual exfoliant, not a chemical mm-hmm. one, like a bead one mm-hmm. that you recommend? Because all the ones that I've tried, it just felt wrong. Okay. I don't know, it feels wrong.
So my favorite one, it actually is, it has a physical exfoliation and it has a little bit of a chemical exfoliation, which is ideal. It's okay. from a line called Cosmetics. It's called Purity Detox Scrub.
Mm-hmm.
It's got date seed, poppy seed, a little bit of salicylic, some coconut. It feels amazing. It's not going to irritate the skin, but it's going to exfoliate the proper amount.
Great.
Yes.
So now, the whole reason why I'm here, we were talking about this while you were doing my facial. By the way, I'm going to include little videos of the whole process on IGTV. I'm going to post those on IGTV
awesome.
So they can like live on my Instagram.
Love it.
And on Instagram stories, which is my favorite thing in the whole entire world. I'm obsessed with Instagram stories. We've talked through my skin issues.
Okay.
I'm the type of skin, yeah, maybe I have a couple of issues that only you would be able to tell.
Pretty much.
But if you see me walk around on the street, I'm just someone with normal skin.
Yeah.
Like, and I have tried a lot of skincare brands, some good ones, some bad ones that I know are like renowned to be bad ones.
Yes.
And nothing really does anything. As in, some it works, like it hydrates and okay. sometimes it brightens a little bit.
Yeah.
But my skin doesn't tell me when things are bad for it. Like okay. I don't have a skin like that will tell me.
You don't have reactive skin.
I don't have reactive skin.
Right.
And it kind of always stays the same. So for people like me, how do we know how to like adapt and find the right things for us if we don't have someone like you? I mean, we all should have, but if we don't.
I was going to say, that's my first recommendation. If yeah. you're unsure, go talk to an esthetician. Most estheticians will do like a free little consultation.
But I feel like they just push.
Yeah, that's true.
A lot of people on you.
Yes, they can be pushy, so that can be difficult.
Yeah.
I try not to. I'm yeah, pride myself on so not good. Doing that. Thank you. But here's a couple tips that I feel like it could be good for everybody. So you don't want to overwash your face. You should be washing your face 1 to 2 times a week. You should be exfoliating 2 to 3 times a week, and you should be moisturizing every single day. It's for every single person's skin type.
Yeah.
Now, if you have skin like yours where you're lucky and you just don't have any reactions, I mean,
is there a service that you have where people can FaceTime you and you could be like, give them a page consultation? Like, is that, you should
look at it. I actually was offering that and I took it away, but I think I'm going to bring it back because there's so many people that need help.
Yeah.
So yeah, look out for
because,
that.
Because a lot of the times, like when I want to buy products for myself, mm-hmm. I don't always have time or maybe money to go and get a facial. And I feel like whenever I go to get a facial, I come out and I spend three times the amount that right. I, because they're like, oh, you should use this and this will do this and this will do that. And then I buy all these products and I'm like,
you don't know what they're doing.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're doing. So I kind of just maybe, like a general moisturizer yes. that you recommend for everyone that could be really good, or maybe like a general rule of like something not to do, even if you think that you should be doing for your skin.
Okay. Something that I see a lot happening is people using oil instead of a moisturizer.
Oh, I've done that.
Okay. So,
and I woke up and I was like, oh, my skin is so hydrated. Cause so, again,
yeah. Okay. So it's oil cannot hydrate the skin. As humans, we're 80% water, and oil and water don't mix. Okay. So you want to put a water-based moisturizer on first, then you put an oil on. The oil will make your skin soft and supple and dewy, but it will not rehydrate.
Okay, that is exactly what I needed, because you know what? I've been like slapping oil on my face every single yeah. day thinking it's hydrating me because I don't break out, so my right. skin doesn't react.
Right.
So, and I was thinking that I was the skincare expert of the century.
It's okay.
I am not. I'm not an expert
you're
at
learning.
Anything.
You're learning. That's why you're here.
Exactly. And that's why I wanted to come and ask you these questions.
Right.
You know, I can really tell on your Instagram and the way that you manage your business that you actually care about the science. And
I do, yes.
You do, and not about, here I am doing my facial, come here, give me your money, and come out with 3,000 products that you're going to hate.
Right.
It's so annoying.
It is.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about this, like about the business stuff as well.
Okay.
Because there's like such a huge skincare, cosmetics, like culture in LA.
It's huge.
It's huge. There's also a lot of pressure that comes with it.
Yeah.
Do you feel that pressure working in this industry?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I've been in this industry for a long time.
Yeah.
So I've kind of seen it evolve. And I feel like now I've been a licensed esthetician in California for 12 years.
Yeah.
So I feel like I'm in a really good place. I'm very confident with what I do. So I really don't pay attention to like the outside pressure that much because I know I'm good at what I do.
Yeah.
But I can see for other estheticians maybe just starting out or other just people in the beauty industry that, I mean, it's crazy right now, especially with Instagram.
What is your number one skincare social media pet peeve that you're seeing around these days? I can tell you because I have a whole long list of pet peeves.
Oh my God. I mean, there's just all these like products that are saying they're going to do like all these magical things that are $10. Yeah, that are $10. They're not going to do it. If you're buying something for like under $20 off of an Instagram ad, besides my cold rollers, it's probably not going to work.
Cold rollers are amazing. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I was going to, you know what? This is amazing that you said that because I was actually going to ask you about a couple of things I've seen on ads.
Okay.
And I need to know
okay.
if they're shit because I saw them. I yeah. wanted to buy them. Yeah. I'm a sucker for an Instagram ad.
Hello. Totally, we all are.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. I've tried it. Okay.
I mean, we've all tried it. I've tried it too. It's
okay.
horrendous.
Okay.
It's literally ripping the skin off of your face. Mm-hmm. It's pulling at the skin, so you're losing elasticity. So if anyone out there has one, throw it in the trash.
I'm gonna like,
throw it in the trash.
Yeah, dump
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna throw it out of the window.
It's awful.
Just for like drama purposes.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, fuck it. There's another. So that okay. is actually you're providing me with gold here.
Okay, good.
Because I used it and I was like, great, I have less blackheads.
Yeah, but you also ripped a layer of your skin off and you tugged at your skin, which is just never a good thing.
Where's the wine?
I know, sorry. It's in the fridge.
Oh yeah, I was going to ask you about mini fridge as well. I have so many questions because I'm now a bitch of LA who just wants to look like I'm 18 when I'm, we won't say.
I mean, don't we all?
Yeah, but I wasn't like that until I moved here. Now that I'm on camera and I'm here,
okay.
I've become, I let it get to me.
It's hard not to.
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
But I embrace it and I use it to educate and to take it with me on my journey and help other bitches out there.
Love
so
it.
So it's fine. So there's the Dermaflash.
Uh-huh.
You know the
yeah, that's it's like it's basically so I do dermaplaning, which is the same concept. It's just it's removing the dead hair, or I'm sorry, the dead skin and the hair from your face. Yeah. That one's great. It's really? Kind of overpriced.
How I found one for like 140.
Oh, that's not bad, but you can get the little they're like the little pixie
wands. Yes. Yeah.
Get the wands from Amazon. They're like $10 and that does just as good of a job in my opinion.
But does the hair grow back thicker?
No. So no. that's a urban legend.
Okay.
So when you cut like the hair on your head,
when I shave my vagina, it grows back thicker.
It actually doesn't.
No, you it just, does.
Cutting the hair will not make it go back thicker, but it feels like it's thicker because it's just
you
like
cut it at the place where it's thicker.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's not possible unless you're taking like crazy vitamins and all of a sudden you're growing thicker and more hair.
Okay.
So
hormones or something.
That too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's so many factors.
Right.
But if you do dermaplane, if you get the dermaflash, it will not grow back thicker.
Okay.
But when it starts to grow back, sometimes you're going to feel it. Because, I mean, you're shaving your face. At the end of the day, you're shaving your face.
Right.
Which is great.
So if you wax it, it will grow back at its natural...
If you wax it, it's different because that's pulling it out, the hair out at the root.
Yeah.
And that will make it thinner.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
But be careful with the waxing and who you go to because they can rip you, they can burn you. So you want to make sure you're going to a professional who knows what they're doing and not a nail salon.
Okay.
Go to a licensed esthetician.
I feel like this podcast is like going to make me do a live 360. You know what?
I hope
it's
going to
be a new
possible.
Woman.
Yeah.
I feel like a new woman with my new face already, but.
I mean, you look good.
It's fucking amazing. But I'm not joking. Like, it's all going to be on my Instagram. There's going to be photo evidence. There's going to be evidence all over my fucking social media. So love me, hate me, sue me, don't care. That's my thing.
I love it.
Yeah. What else have I been seeing that I really wanted to ask you about? There has been something.
Okay. There's so many crazy ones.
So many. What have you seen? Have you seen a fucked up one?
I see the ones where it's like a lot of suction to like suck out the blackheads. I was actually watching, I'm not going to name any names, but someone pretty...
No, there's a mask that you put, and then there's like a machine.
Oh, it's like the, not the rubber, it's
and it looks like
magnetic.
Rocks. Yeah,
it's the magnetic. That doesn't do shit.
Okay, oh, great. Well, that's the one I was going to ask you about.
It doesn't do anything.
Okay.
It's like fun, but it doesn't do anything. Like, go buy like a better quality mask. Like, it's fun.
No.
It's very Instagrammable, but that's it. It's not doing anything for your skin.
But that's what I mean. All these Instagrammable things look amazing. I'm so glad that I'm educated now. I'm not going to like even swipe up to see what they're all about.
Don't do it.
I want to ask you about the mini fridges.
Yeah.
Because now I see them everywhere.
I know.
And I want to know why they're good and what you should put in the fridge.
Okay.
And I'm asking only because I think they would look cute in my apartment.
They will.
That's why.
Yeah. They're super cute.
Yeah.
So I actually was turned on to it by a client.
Okay.
But I was looking for one. Mm-hmm. So they're adorable. And I love to put my cold rollers in them.
Mm-hmm.
I also put my jade rollers.
Okay.
I put some of my serums, some of my essential oils. And I have like lip patches and eye patches. So I love to put those in.
Mm-hmm. Can you put sheet masks in
them? Totally put sheet masks.
So what do you not put in them?
You could pretty much put any skincare in there, honestly.
So you should put your skincare in there.
You should. It'll last longer. And it's like when it's cold, it just feels nice on the face.
And it depuffs?
It does depuff.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes. So should I get a mini fridge?
Yes. Everyone should get a mini fridge.
Why should we get a mini fridge and not just use the normal fridge?
Well, I mean, you could use a normal fridge, but then it's like your cold rollers are like next to the eggs and the milk and maybe the frozen chicken. Like it's just more sanitary to have a separate like fridge.
Very good reason. I thought you were going to say because it looks cute.
Oh, it looks cute too.
No, but you gave me like a better reason. So I'm obsessed with this. You have a podcast.
I do.
I'm obsessed with it.
Oh, thank you.
I'm going to remember the title even though it's called Beauty Biz BFF.
Yes.
Love
you,
the podcast.
You did it. Thank you.
No, but I mess up everyone's fucking name.
Okay. Same.
Like, how do you remember all these like ingredients and all these
things? I don't know. Well, I've been doing it a long time, so it's just kind of like I've just like shoved it in there, but even me, I forget.
You forget.
Yeah.
And so I encourage everyone to go listen to the podcast because not only do you get to understand the struggles of owning a business and, you know, being a female entrepreneur in LA, you also get a lot of great skin tips. You're an esthetician.
Yes.
You have a product.
Yes.
What made you think I want to have a podcast now? And like, I also want to do influenza stuff?
So it started with, so I do the podcast with one of my friends, Lorena, who owns Dear Lash Love, and she's a lash artist and yeah. is also has like a apparel line. And Lorena works inside Glow a couple times a week, and we've become friends over the years, and we'd always come in and just kind of like hash everything out, like what's going on in both of our businesses, and we'd kind of play off of each other. Well, how do I do this and what should I do? Yeah. And with both of our Instagram followings becoming so large, we were getting so many questions from all these other girls from the industry, like how to do basically everything. Right. So I was like, let's find a bigger platform that we can get to more people. Uh-huh. So that's kind of how it started.
Right. And where do you see it like take you, basically?
I mean, honestly, not to brag, but there's no one
brag.
Really, there's not really anyone else out there doing what we're doing.
No.
And a lot of people in the beauty industry hold on so tight to their information and don't want to share with other people because
yeah.
they feel like someone else is going to steal it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's room for everybody.
Yeah.
And just because I share what I'm doing and Lorraine is doing doesn't mean that they're me.
I
and
agree.
Also doesn't mean that they're going to go out there and do it. I really hope that they do, and we encourage that, but we just want to help, honestly. Yeah.
And I think that's the beauty of social media, and that is why I subscribe to the whole digital media mentality.
Yeah.
Because obviously there's phonies out there. Like I'm not going to post a photo with teeth whitening bullshit for, you know, a very small fee, by the way, because they pay you shit money anyway.
Yeah.
Like I'd rather spend 3 hours doing something else.
Totally.
Like getting a facial with you.
Exactly.
but I love the fact that there are people like you who actually care about the science, who care about the craft,
yeah.
and who actually want other people to look good. And honestly, I hate to give a compliment. I do not do that. I critique. I don't compliment. I have come out of your facial feeling like you wanted to give me better skin.
Yes.
I see that I have less pores around my nose, which is something that I've actually never been able to get rid of. And I thought it was because I just had a fucked up nose. No.
No.
It's because the facialists don't care. And the fact that you care and you put the craft and the science before the bullshit and the money, first of all, will bring you money. And I think,
yeah, thank you.
And I think it's what makes you special and different. I think people should come here and get a facial and get your rollers, which thank I haven't you. Tried, but I'm going to buy one.
You're going to love it.
The only thing I feel like I really want to cover, but yeah. this has nothing to do with skincare.
That's okay.
But can you please tell us how you met your husband?
Okay, so I did meet my husband on Tinder.
Was it actual Tinder?
It was actual Tinder.
Like, you know, Tinder is considered to be like the trashy one.
Yeah, I mean, and it is. But so are all the other, like I tried, like I was telling you earlier, I tried every single dating app.
Yeah.
And honestly, Match and eHarmony were just as trashy as Tinder. So maybe I was lucky, maybe it was like a numbers game, but I
yeah.
did meet my husband and we were happily married.
It's amazing. So I'm kind of walking through, I'm walking my listeners through the process of me like, being single in yeah. LA, I haven't been open about my relationships okay. on this podcast until just recently,
okay.
just because I was processing things and, you know, the reasons. I kind of want to know how do you go on the trashy dating app and find a husband? Like, tell us something.
I mean,
I don't even know what to ask you at this point. Is how bad.
It was just, I feel like if you really look at like, when you're talking to someone, you can kind of read between the lines real quick at what they're looking to get out of this.
Yeah.
And my husband is just literally the nicest person in the world. Like, I literally went on this date and was like, why are you so nice?
But isn't this like for me, when someone's so nice, I'm like, red flag.
Yes, but he was completely genuine.
Okay.
So I feel like I do have a good sense of character.
Yeah.
Because I work
yeah,
with
sense
a lot
people.
Of people. Oh, yeah. I have a good, yeah. I mean, I work with a lot of people. I love people.
And you see their face from up close.
I do. I had gone on so many dates. Like, I'm not even kidding. Probably hundreds.
What was your worst date? I need a worst date story at this point. Like, man. Sorry, we're dragging this on, but I need one.
Oh my God. What was the worst date? I'm trying to think.
It's been
so long. It's so long.
So long. Like, you're so happily married.
I'm trying to think. Just, I can't, I'm like blanking
you're
right
blanking.
Now.
You're blanking.
Just,
it was just
there was
follow-
so, I mean, like all of the LA things, like from guys like living in studio apartments together and just like all sorts of weird, creepy stuff.
Can I just say, people in LA are fucking weird.
They're so weird.
Like, I'm very relieved and happy that you're actually normal and very sweet.
Thank you.
Because, you know, sometimes I show up someplace and I show up at a job where I show up and people are fucked up. Yeah. And it's only here.
Yeah.
Like, it's only here.
No, I know.
I'm not trying to discriminate, but I am.
I mean, you should. I mean, so I'm from here.
Yeah.
So...
Like, which is crazy to me. Crazy.
So maybe that's why I'm normal, because when I meet other LA, like, you know, who grew up here, we're all typically pretty normal.
So I've heard.
Yeah.
Except if you've grown up within the Hollywood then bubble.
You're real fucked up.
Yeah, then you're doomed. Like, literally, there's no hope for you in life.
Right? No, pretty much not. But that's funny that you say that, because when I was going through this whole, like, dating process, I would, like, call my mom every week, like, crying, like, Mom, I'm never going to meet anyone. All these guys are crazy.
That's me today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But keep trying. That's why I tell everybody, keep trying. I know it sucks, but try and find, like, something fun or, like, silver lining, and just, like, go out there, meet that person. If it doesn't work, move on to the next. That's literally what I did. It was like a job.
Do you keep trying if a person is not perfect?
Yes, because no one's perfect.
No, but do you keep trying with that person?
No.
Oh.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I mean, I'm not perfect. My husband's not perfect. But I feel like there's certain, like, things that are, like, I had, like, requirements, you know?
So you have to keep them, like, keep reminding yourself of the requirements.
Yeah.
What requirements should I have?
Okay, well, my requirements were, my first thing was, I wanted someone who was not from LA.
Okay. Where is he from?
He's from West Virginia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, opposite. Yeah. So I said, I want someone who's not from LA that moved here, but not to be somebody. And I know that's really hard, because everyone comes here to be somebody.
I'm here to be somebody.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, but, like, I'm here to be somebody. That, like, I'm not having a podcast if I'm trying to be a nobody.
Well,
like,
I mean, insane. I'm, yeah. Yeah.
But I can see how it's hard to handle.
It is.
Like, I'm fucking hard to handle. So I think that's, like...
I mean, I'm hard to handle too.
Hello. But you're trying to be somebody as well, and within your industry.
Yes.
But I feel like what you probably mean is, like, someone who balances you out in that aspect. That,
yes.
Maybe he's more, I don't know, it's not established than you, but maybe he's more comfortable.
Yes. Yes. And just, well, for me, I was, like, dating so many people in all these different, you know, in the music.
Actors.
Yeah.
You're saying
models,
that
because and they're more focused on their career than they were on looking to settle down.
I'm going to correct you.
Okay, correct
they
me.
They are more focused on themselves.
Yes. Well, that's the thing.
It's
they're so
annoying.
Self-involved.
Yeah.
And even though I am now in the public eye, I try not to, like, stay grounded. And that's why I have my husband to keep me.
But it's different
ground.
Because you're in the public eye, but your business is built around helping women. My business is built around promoting other people and
right.
making them look a certain way for the media to get clicks, whatever. So
yeah.
It's not about us. It's about us bringing other people up.
Correct.
Which is where... It's different. And
it is.
Yeah. I feel like when you're an actor and when you're a model, I'm not discriminating.
No.
But I am. People get self-centered and they yes. get obsessed and they care about things that, like, you know, an actor, whatever, will only care about his acting career and making it and whatever. And then you go to his house and it's like, how are you living?
Yeah.
Like, do you even care about, like, sanitary, like, minimum? I'm being a huge bitch.
No, but it's true. There's so many just straight, you know, they're so
but the
focused.
Instagram looks perfect, mm-hmm. but your house looks like a fucking crack den.
Pretty much. Yeah, I've seen it.
We're being disgusting. I feel like I've brought this episode into a dark, dark place.
It's okay, it's fun. I like it.
Which is the slippery slope of dating in LA.
Oh, man.
It's just inspiring to me that you met your husband on Tinder. It means that there's hope for
everyone.
There
is hope for everyone. That's what I always tell everybody. Like, just keep trying. I know it sucks. And then also make sure you're looking at yourself and, like, what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know?
This is the premiere of Positive Deanna.
Oh, I love it.
Do you want to plug your Instagram, your website, everything? Make sure everyone can find you.
Yeah, check me out. My Instagram is Glow Skin Care LA. My website is glowskincarela.com. I'm here in Toluca Lake if any of you guys are local. And yeah. Oh, and check out the podcast. Lorena and I have our Beauty Biz BFFs.
And get your cold rollers
And
as
get
well.
Your cold rollers.
I'm about to go do that myself.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.